Good morning.
Good morning.
Is there any prayer requests?
Linda.
How was that?
Google.
Uncle Joe.
Your Uncle Joe? Did I hear someone else? Osmond? Go to the Lord. What was that? And his name again? Jumpy. I haven't heard that name before.
Yeah.
Is he in New Mexico?
Yeah, he's taking care of Boo, the sick man. Down
okay.
Down or Chunky.
Okay. Okay. Let's pray. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thankful hearts. Thank you so much for this day. Thank you for being a father to us and for being us your sons and your daughters. Thank you for the word that's given to us. Thank you for that perfect example that we have that we can follow. Thank you for providing for us in all ways. We pray that we can be faithful. We pray that we can be open and honest with you and with all men. Help us just to be faithful and true. Help us to be just having that love for you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anything that you remember in specific of a week ago? Remember what we talked about? Obey. Yes. Very good. Anybody else? What were they doing in particular in chapter 9? Was their heart to again just be disobedient, or what were they doing? They were turning back to God again, were they not? After reading the book, the law, and everything, they seen that they and their fathers had been disobedient, and then they came together and assembled, and they fasted, and they sat in sackcloth, and they pretended. That's what they did. Then chapter 10 continues with that. Maybe we'll just go ahead and start reading. I guess we're ready for chapter 10, right? I'm pretty sure we had chapter 9 last time, and then now we do 10. And there's some really hard names for me there, and I will just go ahead and start in verse 28. After after giving that whole list of the people that were gathered together to make this sure covenant, it just continues to say what that was all about. Verse 28, and the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nephthims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the land unto the Lord, law of God, their wives, their sons, their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding. They claimed to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and to do all the commandments of the Lord, our Lord, and his judgments and his statutes. And that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. And if the people of the land bring ware or any victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year and the exaction of every debt Also, we make ordinances for us to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of the shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the shewbread, for the continual meat offering, and for the continual burnt offering, of the Sabbath, of the new moon, for the set fee, for the holy things, and for the sin offerings, to make an atonement for Israel and for all the work of the house of the Lord, of God. And we cast a lot among the priests, the Levites, and the people, for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of our God, after the house of our fathers, at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law, to bring the first fruits of our ground and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees year by year unto the house of the Lord. Also the firstborn of our sons, of our cattle, as it is written in the law, firstlings of our herds and of our flocks, to bring to the house our God, and to the priests that minister in the house of our God. And that we should bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings, and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine and of oil, unto the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithe in all the cities of our village. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites take tithe, and the Levites shall bring up the tithe into the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn and of the new wine and the oil unto the chambers, which are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the porters, and the singers, and we will not forsake the house of our God. What does that chapter sound like? If you look at everything that they had committed themselves to do, did it sound like this? Just a wee little thing, or did it sound like it involved every aspect of their life? Every aspect of their life, right? And that's the way it is in serving the Lord, is that it entails everything that we do, that we say. Everything that everything that we're responsible of. If we're responsible for it, then it will depend on how we handle it. Like for them here, their obedience in taking the responsibility and being obedient depended on how that God responded to them. And that's the same way it is for us today. Is there anything in particular that that stands out as we read through this? Anybody have anything that like really seems really important in this passage? Somebody has put obedience on the other one, and I think that is also very clear in this chapter. But there's a few other points that I can see in here that's just really plain to me. It is in that we are building a temple. We are just going to be building a temple. Whether we try not to or not, we are going to be building something. our existence and our living brings on us making decisions. It brings on us deciding one way or the other. And that is building a temple. And we are, according to the New Testament, the Apostle Paul said it in things that are in 1 Corinthians 6, that we are the temple of the living God. And so no more, all of a sudden we're said, no more do we serve a temple made by hands or something like that. So what I see, not just in this chapter necessarily, but throughout the book of Nehemiah, is that whether they were obedient or not, they were actually still building. When they were disobedient and they built themselves idols, they were still building a temple, and that was their temple. When they were obedient and they were obeying God in the way that they were supposed to build His house, they were still building a temple. Same, they were still building a temple, and that's the way it is for us. And I just like to emphasize that to you young boys, is that we are building a temple, and we need to be aware that it's very important how we go about doing this. When that temple is abused at a young age, I can testify to that it's a struggle to get out of it. It's just such a devastating thing when I look at my life and how I abused it at a young age, and being disobedient to my parents, and knowing that I was being disobedient. I had to work on that thing for a long time. Even up to just a few years ago, I still found things in my life that I had not confessed to them. And as far as I know, now I have confessed all my sins of disobedience to them. But it's just so important that at a young age to be aware that we are building a temple, and that it's either going to be a good one or a bad one. And if it's a bad one, it can be repented of. But it's just a waste of years if you build a bad temple, and it brings on a lot of heartaches to your parents, to yourself, and most of all to God, if you build a wrong temple. So that's my point. And another point that I've seen, and not just this chapter necessarily, but throughout the whole book, is God's mercy. Just Him being long-suffering, Him being forbearing with disobedient people. Just being there for them, just ready to take them up if only they would be obedient. So that's all I have on that. I think next we do the assignment.
Obey.
On obeying, right. Maybe Judah.
John 14:23. Jesus said, if a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
That's good. Philip. Where was it?
Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
That's a really good one. I mean, it's just like for children, the way they serve the Lord is obeying their parents. It's like it's just so simple. It's not like a child, maybe even a child has some knowledge that his parent doesn't have, or maybe that's, it's not too likely, but even if he does, he's still just, his way of serving the Lord is obeying the parents. Just like a wife is supposed to be obedient to her husband, and that's the way she serves the Lord. So,
To obey is better than sacrifice. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and adultery. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king.
Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
That's a good one. Did I miss anyone? Have you got one, Caleb?
Romans much as three for the children of your parents in all things before. This is your wisdom today.
Okay. I thought that maybe for an assignment next time I would have you sing a few songs for us. If you finish, that would be okay. I thought page one, Can You Count the Stars? And then page 42, Follow the Path of Jesus. They can remember that, and maybe the parents can help a little bit. I like to have it memorized, but if somebody wants to bring a book up, that's fine too. So page one and page, I think it's page 42.